I joined the British Army with uniform quite new, and if they'll let me have a drum, I'll be a drummer too. To go into the battle with a broadsword in my hand, to hear the cannons rattle and the music play so grand. When I was a young girl at the age of 16, from my home I ran away to go and serve the Queen. The officer who enlisted me said, "You are a fine young man, I think you'll make a drummer, so just step this way, young man." They showed me to my quarters, they showed me up to bed, and lying by a soldier's side, I never was afraid. And as I took off my old greatcoat, I oftentimes used to smile, to think myself a drummer, yet a female all the while. My waist is long and slender, my hands are neat and small, and if they let me have a drum, I'll play the best of all. I'll play upon my kettle drum as other drummers play. I'll play upon my kettle drum, and I'll beat the drum all day. They sent me up to London to go and guard the tower, and there I should have been until this very day and hour. But a young girl fell in love with me, she found I was a maid. She went straightway to my officer, my secret betrayed. My officer, he sent for me to see if this was true, and I just for to beat him a tale already new. There's a pension awarded you, he smiled as he said, "It's a pity we must lose you, such a drummer as you made." So fare thee well, my officer, you have been kind to me. And fare thee well, my comrade, remember you will be. And should the British army fall short of any man, I'll put on my cap and feathers, and I'll beat the drum again. I'll beat the drum again. I'll beat the drum again. I'll put on my cap and feathers, and I'll beat the drum again.